we're still here in Dublin's Merrion Hotel, which is headquarters for the Dublin International Film Festival for the next 11 days. We heard a little earlier about all the money and the networking that goes into getting films to air. Now for a closer look at what happens in movie making itself, we're joined by Claire Strong, who is Emmy and IFTA award-winning documentary filmmaker, actor Jay Jordan, and Elias Grace, who's a Dublin-based director, writer and photographer. And you're all very welcome. Thank you so much for coming into us.
Thanks,
Jade, I might start with yourself because you're an actor in no fewer than four films in the festival. One of them is Crazy Love. You're co-starring in that with John Connors. The film is set in a mental health facility. He's suicidal, you've schizophrenia, and you fall in love. Let's have a listen.
What's your name?
It was asked me.
Me?
It was me.
Claim bipolar depressive disorder, apparently.
Anna. Schizophrenic, obviously.
Obviously.
It's a dater.
She's entered into an intimate relationship with Clayton.
I don't like people getting close in here.
This just sounds gorgeous, Jay. Tell me all about it.
Oh, it was such an amazing experience. I mean, the film itself is about courage, I think, at the heart of it, really. You know, finding the courage and the strength to stay and persevere when, I guess, the mind and the body is screaming for you to run or leave this world, let's say. Mm. You know, and digging deep into that was, yeah, there was tough moments, but we found a lot of play. We had two amazing directors, Jason Byrne and Kevin Tracy, who gave us a lot of time. And in film, you never get a rehearsal. We had 2 weeks of a rehearsal just to get into the space and, sounds silly, but play with the furniture and make it our home for that shoot, you know. But it was an amazing experience. Like, myself and John were in our private lives. We're going through such a hard time at that moment shooting.
Okay.
That we just found play in it because it would have been really, really dull otherwise.
I know you said as well that you think Irish audiences are particularly sort of receptive and emotionally open to a movie like this.
I think so, yeah. We have filtered in humour there. I think as Irish people, we tend to use humour to suit our wounds, really, don't we, and to tell a message. So we have tried to put that in there, but have been really respectful for both characters and okay. their mental state. But yeah, I'm really excited for Dublin to see it. We premiered in Aldenburg last September, but just to bring a film home, as always.
And how will that feel then when you're in the theatre and the Dublin audience or the Irish audience is seeing it for the first time?
I mean, it's going to be sweaty palms, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'd be an absolute liar if I didn't say I didn't get nervous, but I always think, like, you know, bringing it home and having the family there. Not everyone can travel abroad when you have a premiere abroad. So, yeah, and just being there and Grania giving us the opportunity. I mean, Grania, I hope she doesn't mind me saying, is a massive fan of myself and John, and she always really supports us. So, and she does it with a lot of Irish actors, but she's always rooting for you. So it's always an honour. Yeah. To be at DIFF, to
and
be honest.
She really is. She's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Claire, the festival will have the first screening of your documentary, and this is about a rainforest in the Bear Peninsula. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, I guess when people think of the word rainforest, they might think of the Amazon or somewhere more exotic.
Yes.
But given the January and the February we've had, it's probably no surprise we've perfect conditions here in Ireland for rainforest. And our film tells the story of artist and sculptor Eoin Dalton, who rewilded a tract of land down there and cultivated one of the most beautiful examples of temperate native rainforest we have.
That just sounds amazing. I can't wait to see it. How important is a festival like this for work like yours?
I mean, it couldn't be more important. As Jay just said, you know, at DIFF, it's the first time your film meets an Irish audience. So for an Irish filmmaker, it's an incredibly special experience. But even more than that, it's incredibly well attended by industry. The trade magazines review it. So a film, this festival puts your film on the map, and it can often be a real springboard internationally.
Like, really, you know, important platform.
Absolutely. The visibility alone from being in DIFF is huge for a film.
Elias, I want to go through, you have a short film airing at the festival called A Song, but before you tell me about that, you're a writer as well, you're working on your first feature film, you've directed music videos, and you're an acclaimed photographer. You've taken award-winning photographs of Sinéad O'Connor and Shane McGowan. Would you pick a lane and leave something to the rest of us by any chance?
Well, I mean, the directing and the photography are quite linked in a way.
Sure.
And I think I work in music a lot. So I think through the photography, I've kind of come to the directing. But I feel like I've always wanted to do both. So
right, okay.
I'll take those two if that's okay.
Okay, you're allowed those two. Leave the rest of us to, or leave the rest to the rest of us. Not that I have any particular talent in any of them. Tell me about a song, because this all started with a chat with the great writer Colm Devine.
Yes, so through the photography, I met Colm taking pictures of him for the Financial Times. And I was just telling him that I directed as well. And he told me about this short story that he had. And he said he always thought it would make a great short film or a film. At the time, I hadn't made any shorts or anything, so I kind of just didn't, I put it away. And then about 3 years later, after having a short in Diff, actually, so it was my first festival,
okay.
I kind of went to the production company I was working with, and we applied to Focus Shorts from Screen Ireland, which is the kind of the top funding for short films, and Colm agreed. So we adapted it with writer Sean Dunn, and yeah.
And what is the story about?
It's about a music teacher, Noel, who's living in Milltown, Mel Bay. And over one summer, Willie Clancy's school is a festival, Irish Music Festival. And his mother is estranged, and she's been living away as a famous singer touring around the world. And as part of this festival, she's come back to sing in the town.
Hmm.
And it's kind of everything that brings up, you know, from his past and his family and then a kind of an opportunity for Chosen Family through a relationship with a visiting musician, James. So, yeah.
How long does it take to make a short film?
compared to feature films, it takes very little time. It's about a year from when we kind of maybe pitch the idea and then getting the funding and then making it and then delivering it. It was about maybe a year and a bit. But again, in terms of film, that's not a long time, really.
Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to seeing that as well. Jade, I might come back to you because the IFTAs are on in Dublin tonight, and we'll see all these amazing Irish actors that we've grown so familiar with, Cillian Murphy and Jesse Buckley and plenty of others. Ciarán Hinds getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I'm sure that's very inspirational, is it, for people in the industry, in the Irish film industry?
Absolutely. I mean, the talent that we've got on the Isle of Ireland is just incredible. And I think we're finally getting our moment. I'm sure you both agree. Like, we are a nation of storytellers and we do extremely well. But like, the stories that are just going afar afield and the talent that is just being witnessed and being recognised and being given the opportunity to win awards. Like, look at Jessie Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in her wildest dreams, I'm sure she never thought that. She's incredible.
Is it hard being an actor?
It's extremely hard. I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted, and you definitely wouldn't be in it for the money.
Mm.
That's for sure. Like, you just, it's a waiting game. And I think when you hit a certain age, I know for me, you kind of have to take the career into your own hands and broaden it. So writing became a thing that I do, teaching, you know, so you can keep the brain still alive because you're waiting for
somebody
to say yes all the time, you know?
Because you're putting yourself out there emotionally, aren't you, all the time?
Extremely.
In order to do the work right, you have to put everything in it. So then the rejection is very personal, I imagine.
It is.
Or it could be if you don't protect yourself.
Well, I always say, for me anyway, you know, in the moments of downtime, you really have to look after you and be ready for the no's, whether that's training, therapy, whatever you need to do, because it is a lot of no's before you do get the yes. So.
Yeah. Claire, you're nodding. You have similar experience. I know you're not acting, but I suppose putting yourself out there is sort of a similar experience, is it, in documentary making?
Yeah, a friend of mine has a great saying. It's, you know, you are what you do in this, you know, so we sort of identify so much with our work that if somebody doesn't like it, if you get a bad review or if it just doesn't do well, it's hard not to feel that it's some reflection on you.
Mm.
But what's great about it is it's a team game. It's a collective behaviour. So
everyone else failed too.
Yeah. You're all in it together.
Where I was going.
But also the success
but
is everybody's.
The success is, but we have each other. So if it doesn't do well, we know we did our best. Sometimes the circumstances are beyond your control. Sometimes it's the market. Sometimes, you know, there's only so much you can control.
Yeah,
so.
Because I saw George Clooney talking recently, Elias, and he was talking about how you have to get very familiar with failure in this industry. You really have to get very close to it because it's just really part of the industry.
I mean, to mirror what Claire was saying, I heard somebody say recently that an artist isn't defined by their victories, they're defined by the amount of rejection that they can take and still keep going.
Right, yeah.
So for every one win or every role or every funding opportunity that you get, you've probably been rejected from about 5 or 6 more, you know, so.
Like, I don't want this whole conversation, because we're coming to an end now, to be about failure, but it's actually...
to
and yet here we are. But you were all a very successful group of people who've made it in the industry. So it's fascinating to me that that's a really important part of your careers, really, is the ability to manage the failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to find joy in it. I mean, if you don't find joy in the failure, I mean, you're doing something wrong, in my opinion. And you always find when you get a knockback, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
The next thing brings you to something you're meant to do or have.
Mm. And we have such a great community here in Ireland as well, and we support each other even across genres. And so we've all been knocked back. We all get it. We all know it. And we're here for each other.
You are. You're here and you're stepping up and you are succeeding, all of you. And it's something to look up to, I think, for anybody who's looking to get ahead in the industry. Thank you so much for coming into us this morning to talk to us in the festival headquarters of the Dublin International Film Festival here in the Marion Hotel. Enjoy the week.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the cinema. Thank you so much.
And the very best of luck. Thank you. The time now is 8:55. We'll go back to Gavin in studio.